Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as we are 4 hours away from Game 3 up at Citi Field. We'll get to Aaron Nola in a second here, what we expect tonight, but we have ourselves a lineup, Hugh Douglas. The lineup for the Phillies is out. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, we got our answer here, because yesterday Topper said Bohm would be in. More non-committal on Stott and Marsh. Well, we have our answer. Neither are starting tonight. It's the lineup to face a lefty. Leading off the DH, your guy Schwarble, Hugh Douglas.
Schwarble.
He's batting first as usual. Turner batting second, playing short. Harper at third, at first, batting third. Castellanos in the cleanup spot in right field. Alec Bohm batting fifth at third base, batting sixth. Catcher JT Realmuto. And here's your 7-8-9 tonight. Austin Hayes in left field, batting seventh. Edmundo Sosa playing second, batting eighth, and batting ninth, the center fielder, Johan Rojas. So it is Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Castellanos, Bohm, Realmuto, Hayes, Sosa, Rojas. By my count, that is seven righties. The two lefties, of course, are Schwarber and Harper. But he's putting his lineup in to go against a lefty with seven right-handed hitters. What do you think?
So who's you said Stott's not in?
Stott and Marsh sit.
Okay.
And yes, Sosa and
okay,
and
all
Hayes.
Hands on deck. Let's go. Let's go.
This is what I anticipated. I thought Sosa was going to play. I mean, he has good numbers against Manaea. He hits lefties. They've been doing this for the past 2 months where it's really been a platoon at second base between Sosa and Stott. I think this is the way we're going to see it against lefties, and I won't be surprised the middle of the game when Manaea is out, fifth, sixth inning. You put Marsh back in the game, and you put Stott back in the game, and away you go. So there's the Phillies lineup for tonight. Of course, on the mound tonight, Aaron Nola, he spoke yesterday about getting the ball for game number three.
Aaron, what was your reaction when Rob told you, hey, you're going to go game three? And, you know, were you surprised at all by that? And, like, kind of maybe do you relish getting the ball here on the road, you know, in front of a pretty hostile fan base?
Yeah, I was fine with it. Yeah, I mean, was super happy for Sanchi to be able to pitch at home. I mean, it's incredible to pitch at home, obviously, and you know, his first start in the postseason, which was awesome. I thought he threw the ball really good. But yeah, I mean, whatever I can do to try to contribute and try to put the team in the best chance to win in a playoff game, whether it's home or road, I was fine with. This is a pretty cool place to play, pretty cool place to pitch. I pitched here quite a few times, and first time in the postseason, so definitely looking forward to it.
I often wonder if Aaron Nola has any pulse. It's just the same thing all the time, which I like because I think it helps him in the postseason. So he's so even keel. Aaron Nola, this is his third straight year pitching this game, game three of the NLDS. 2 years ago, six innings, one run allowed. Last year's 5 2/3, two runs allowed. Now, let me give you some numbers against the Mets, and then we'll have a discussion here. I could just sense both of you guys don't really trust Nola 100% tonight. I could feel it. I felt it all day with you guys. Nola against some of the Mets in their lineup in his career. He has done really well against Lindor, held him to a .212 average. He's shut down Winker. He's shut down J.D. Martinez. He has been hit by Starling Marte, .355. Nimmo has got him decent, .250 with a couple home runs. Tyrone Taylor will probably be in left field tonight. Has hit him pretty well in 10 at-bats. Iglesias has hit him well. Bader hasn't. Vientos only faced him three times. I mean, some of the younger Mets have barely seen him. But Lindor, he's done well against. That's obviously a big factor. The one, though, is Alonso. That's the one we have to watch for tonight. Let's hear from Nola about Alonso, who has hit five home runs off of him over the years.
Yeah, it's a challenge. I've thrown some balls over the plate he hadn't really missed. Hit him for home runs. You know, not just Pete. I feel like the whole team is going to be, you know, obviously trying to get hits and scrap hits, just like I'm trying to get him out. So, yeah, they're all going to be competitive, and I'm going to be as competitive too.
Do you trust Aaron Nola tonight? That's it.
I do. I got no choice. I got to trust him.
No, when you say I got no choice.
You definitely have a choice, Hugh.
No, I don't have a choice.
He has to get it done.
He has to get it done tonight.
But do you feel good about it?
Yes, I do. I feel good about it.
Do you feel good about him shutting the Mets down?
No, I probably ain't going to do that.
Well, you don't feel
probably
good.
Probably ain't going to do that. I mean, it's like you even said, he's probably going to give up two runs.
That's good.
Okay, that's fine then. I mean, you know, I think we're going to need about six, seven runs to win the game, though. But, yeah, I'm okay with that.
So, all right, well, then you don't trust the bullpen. If Nola's given up two runs and you think we need six.
It's more that I'm looking at the way they've been playing lately. They've been pretty hot, man. I mean, let's not act like the Mets have not been, like they feel like they've been dipped in the blood or whatever, and they're just really resilient. They're a really resilient team. That's all I'm saying.
I get it. But I feel like they're doing their damage off of relief pitchers more than starting pitchers. They didn't do much against Christopher Sanchez. Okay. They didn't touch Zach Wheeler. You go back to the Brewers series, they scored 4 in the 9th inning, right, to win game 3. They didn't score for the first 8 innings. The game before that, the Mets scored 3 total runs, and they came in the first few innings. And then the game before that, they scored 8. So they did jump on the Brewers in game 1 of that series. I just feel like Nola's going to pitch well tonight. I feel it.
Yeah, I hope he does.
He might. Like, he probably will. Like, it's less about Aaron Nola for me. No, Hugh, like, this is... I'm trying to, like, sum this up with an example. I trusted Matt Strom on Sunday. Trusted him before he threw that pitch. I trusted him immediately after he threw that pitch to Vientos. It didn't matter. The Mets are getting their best swings off.
They are.
I'm just saying. Like,
so you're saying no one but Nola could shut him down. No one but Wheeler.
Maybe. Like, Zach Wheeler is that good. Would we not all agree?
Yes.
The Mets have one of some of the hottest bats in baseball right now. And we can talk about the Braves offense last year all they want, but what we know about that Braves team is they cool off. The Mets are at the hottest their bats have been all season right now.
It feels like they're where you want your team to be when you're hitting. That's where you want them to be.
I agree. They're hot right now. I also think Aaron Nola is very capable of shutting them down for 6 innings tonight. It's a different every day is a different day.
I feel like this game you're gonna be able to tell how this game goes from almost immediately. I feel like that's gonna be the case because they're getting back home, and I just had this eerie feeling that they felt like more than anything, Joe, like they ran out of time.
They probably did.
They feel like they ran out of time.
Well, I think they're running out of time in their season because we're 2 wins from knocking them out.
And I'm with you on that, but I just feel like you have to snatch that hope like immediately because they're going home and they feel like, hey, the only reason they won that game is because we didn't have any more at-bats. So I think you have to jump on them early like a bunch of little crickets.
That would be wonderful. I mean, I'd love to have some runs early. I also recognize Manaea's pitched well. I think the beginning of this game could be lower scoring, and then we get the runs as we move along. Joe in the Northeast is up. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Joe, how you feeling today? You ready?
Well, a little nervous, but, you don't want this game, you don't want this series to come back to game 5. You know, we saw what happened last year with 6 and 7 when we have Nola and Suarez. You want to end it up there with us winning, not the Mets winning. But, you know, in reference thing about Baum, okay, I have a memory like an elephant. And, you know, I remember him, what he said about this place, you know. So I remember that. But he's a good ball player. But he could be a better hitter. You know, all that swinging at the first pitch, that's not just something that happened in the last game. He's been doing that for months and sometimes successful. But and Castellanos is another first pitch swinging. And if you're going to do that a lot, then hit the ball hard somewhere. Otherwise, if you don't hit the ball hard, then it wasn't your pitch to swing at. It's the pitcher's pitch. And they make their pitches, they're going to get you out, you know, 7 out of 10 times, you know. But he can be a better hitter. And if he's still on the team next year, Him and Harper, you know, both of them are tied in the 9 spot in all Major League Baseball for hitting in the double plays, 18 double plays. Machado has 25. He leads the Major Leagues. So that's something you needed to address next year. Like maybe put behind Turner, having Turner run more, and then, you know, everybody with the Schwarber leading off. If you get somebody that has a good on-base percentage, maybe you have a different leadoff hitter and drop Kyle down. He's still going to get his home runs. He's still going to get his walks. But maybe you stay out of some double plays by running those guys. And that's what they need to do today. I was out there at that Mets, the last Mets series, and their third baseman, Vientos, when Trey comes up, his heels are on the grass of the outfield. That's how deep he plays him. So Trey, drop a bunt down.
I like that idea, Joe.
First at bat, and get his speed on, because the announcers have said about this Manoah that they were comparing him to Sanchez in reference to holding runners. He's had 23 stolen bases on him compared to 14 for Sanchez. So maybe he doesn't hold runners well.
You can run on, and you can run on the Mets. During the season, Joe, the Phillies stole 17 out of 20 against them, and then obviously they ran a lot in game two. You can run on this Mets team.
Yeah, but you can't steal first base.
Well, of course.
So, you know, you got to get on, you know. And then tomorrow's game, this might sound – see, I think Topper made a mistake in game one by not putting in Alvarado in the spot that he gave Banks. He brought Banks in for an inning, and he gave up a run that put us down 6-1. Why didn't you give Jose an opportunity to get right, see? Because what I would do, if we can win today's game, and there's supposed to be this thing about, you know, you can't see well that early in the game.
You want to start
I would start Alvarado as the opener tomorrow. Right, followed by Kirkren. I want to get two or three innings out of those two guys, hopefully with no runs. Then I bring in Ranger.
You know, Joe, that's an interesting idea. Now, good call. I think Joe might have hit something interesting there. What if tomorrow the Phillies try to go with like a crazy kind of bullpen game to throw the Mets off, the way the Mets did to the Phillies in Game One? Instead of starting Suarez, you go with bullpen guys, and then you go to Suarez after that. It's kind of a bulk reliever. I think manager Joe from the Northeast just hit something there. That could be, they could get really creative tomorrow. Now, if they're down 2-1, we may not love the creativity, but if they're up 2-1, they might be able to steal game four by doing something like that. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls coming up on all things game three. Do you trust Nola? Who's in the driver's seat in this series? And I believe Alec Boehm is playing for a starting spot tonight. I know a lot of people do not agree. We'll hit that. Your phone calls next. And kiss the baby as we all will go around the room and eliminate another team for playoff contention in the NFL. It's all up next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Y'all know how much I love Hatfield Bacon for Breakfast. Man, I can eat bacon all day. And now Hatfield has made it even easier to enjoy a delicious breakfast with their new breakfast line. They have breakfast ham slices, they got pork roll, juicy breakfast sausage links, and they have Canadian bacon. And soon in your grocery store's frozen section, Hatfield's frozen sausage patties and links, perfect for those busy mornings. Head to simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer that's near you. Find your flavor with Hatfield.